Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Abba Nahu Yahweh, Ba'ashem Yahweh Shai. Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists. Ba'ashem, which means in the name. Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank Yahweh, Ba'ashem Yahweh Shai, for his tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Hispanics, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites who look like all the different nations, but your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings, and shalom to the family. This is HIBN, which stands for Hebrew Israelite Biblical News, and this is your brother Shalah. And tonight is so-called New Year's Eve in the Midwest, you know, in the state of Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, and we're in a year approaching 2023. Now, my elders, my teachers, you know, they normally do various broadcasts throughout the earth. You know, you got brothers throughout the four corners of the earth that's preaching this gospel. You know, you got the different churches, schools, and camps. And so New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is always a time where this truth is brought out on a high level, especially the time of Babylon the Great's judgment. The Babylon of ancient time was in modern day Iraq. So you have the daughter of Babylon, which is here in America. America, or the United States of America, is Babylon the Great. And Babylon the Great is set for great judgment during the time of World War III. World War III is when the United States of America is going to get into a physical altercation with, as the scriptures tell us, the ten horns, which is the United Nations or the European Union. It's going to be a great war that take place where all those nations, you know, European nations as well as the other nations, are going to basically fight against America, and America will be utterly destroyed. And during that time period, you're going to have that event of Babylon the Great being destroyed. That same time period, simultaneously, you're going to have the return of who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, real name Yahweh Shai. The second coming of our Lord, he's coming back with the holy angels who will be in those so-called UFOs. We call them IFOs, identifiable flying objects. So those so-called UFOs are going to basically encompass the whole earth, and you're gonna have a great war taking place for a specific time period. You know, so once America, which is Babylon the Great, is destroyed, then you're gonna have all the other nations that are, you know, still around, basically the European nations, and all the kings of the earth are going to try to fight against our Lord and the angels, which is going into the battle of Armageddon. The scriptures where it talks about the great war in heaven, that's talking about the kings of the earth with their armies are going to try to fight against the Lord and the angels. That's that great war in heaven where Satan is hurled out of heaven and is found no more. That's talking about the European nations being destroyed. That's not talking about the you know, the actual spiritual demon Satan. That's talking about the Edomites and all the other nations that's going to you know, basically be put in a situation where they're going to try to fight an angelic force, and they're going to lose utterly. So this so-called New Year's Eve is really the New Year's Eve of destruction, because America, which is Babylon the Great, destruction is fastly approaching, man, when the Lord returns. But before that destruction, you're going to have great calamity. You're going to have food shortages. You're going to have race wars. You're going to have famines. You're going to have this, you know, system collapse and institute the mark of the beast system, which is a cashless society. which will be based off of electronic debits and credits of a microchip embedded in the right hand or the left hand or in the forehead. That's talking about the brain chip or the RFID microchip implanted under the skin, which will be the global currency. So once the dollar bill collapse, you're gonna have chaos. You're gonna have many different series of events, man, spiritual events, you know, demonic entities manifesting like no other time on the earth. It's gonna be utter chaos while these devils is in underground bunkers. People are gonna starve to death. People are gonna resort into cannibalism. All the scriptures that go into these events, they will take place because the prophecies of the Lord will not return void. So everything that's written, it will happen, or has had, or have happened. You know what I'm saying? So these events will take place. You know, they will definitely take place. So what should we all do? We should get our houses in order. Repenting, you know, fasting, asking the Lord for forgiveness, you know, giving diligence to make our calling and election sure, you know, and we all can do better, man. Because we need the Lord's mercy. Because what's going to happen on the earth, no other way out of it other than spiritual intervention. You won't be able to prep your way out of it or buy some land somewhere and hide. No. This devil, he has created a real life matrix. Everything is being monitored. Every human being is under surveillance. You have a surveillance state, That's why you have satellites all over the earth, you know, orbiting. You know, you have technology that tracks. So these cell phones, you know, they're tracking devices, but they don't need a cell phone to track you. The very stuff that you see in the air, the chemtrails, that's used to track people. It's nanotechnology. So they can use that technology, which is, you know, basically microscopic nanobots, nanotechnology, smart dust, also what they call it, and is sprayed throughout the earth, you know, here in America, was known as chemtrails. So those chemtrails, which are those, you know, basically clouds in the air that never dissipate like just regular, you know, jet fuel or whatever like that. No, this stuff that they spray in the air, it will remain in the air for some time. So that's you know, nanotechnology. So that stuff we all breathe in, and it again is used to track people. You know, is used to track people. So this devil have created a digital grid, electronic grid. Hold on. So it'll be nowhere on the earth to hide. You know what I'm saying? Nowhere. And so you're going to have, again, divine intervention that's going to take place. You know, we hope to receive the Lord's mercy and that divine intervention during the day of great judgment. Let's see. So that's pretty much it, you know. Hope you brothers and sisters out there have a blessed night, you know. We don't celebrate holidays, you know. We don't tell people New Year, you know, during this time of New Year's, Happy New Year's and all of that. We don't do that, you know. It's just another year in this satanic queendom, you know. But we thank the Lord for every day that we're given. Nonetheless, you know, this is just another day in hell, you know. This is just another day in this satanic system of Babylon the Great. Bear with me. I'm on my way to the plantation and parking right now. All right, so shalom to the family. Peace and blessings. Kwame Yasha Allah. And Abad Babal. Shalom.